Blog Talk Radio.
In the house, what's going on? He's Long Wolf. I'm Big Bad Wolf. This is the Outsiders for Life. Wolfpack, you tuned in. It's 10 o'clock Thursday night. Talking about Racism 2 this episode. But first, check us out. Instagram.com, Wolfpack_TV. Hit us up on the Blog Talk radio page. Also hit us up on the Wolfpack, the Facebook page and the Twitter page. We're doing a lot of special things that are coming soon for next year. We're about to have a lot of followers, so you guys just keep liking that, go to like that page. Also hit us up with a donation. Let me say this, guys, and I don't want to get this don't get this shit twisted, man. We're not begging for donations on here, so you guys got to cut the crap with that bullshit. If y'all have that kind of state of mind, then, we don't want y'all support anyway. It's that simple, guys. If y'all can go to World Star Hip Hop and watch people fight, then you guys can make a donation to something positive that two young African American guys are doing. Trying to, come out with this Blog Talk Radio stuff to talk about real life situations and give our opinions of it. And you guys are going to get the real thing. So I just wanted to clear that up. It was a lot of, I feel like that's what you guys be saying. Maybe I'm in my feelings. I don't know, but I got a feeling that's what y'all be thinking because I know how simple-minded that y'all are. Especially how you guys like to come on the pages and lurk and be nosy, but don't hit a like on the page no comment or don't listen to the show. And some of you guys have been on for a long time, but I'm not going to get into it this show because I already got in y'all ass in Halloween Havoc. I'm leaving that in October of 2015. We're moving on to bigger and bigger things. That's what it is. Long Wolf, what's happening?
For all you guys that say we went Hollywood, well, guess what? We went Hollywood back in 1998 when Kevin Nash and Scott Hall formed the NWO with Hollywood Hulk Hogan. So we ain't acting brand new, nigga. We just setting the record straight. You know what I'm saying? So y'all niggas either stick to the script or get your ass out the way, period.
Yeah. That simple, guys. Y'all heard it. That was Lone Wolf, by the way, if y'all just tuned in the show. You know, guys, today I'm just going to talk about the racism, too. Basically, I'm going to start with the whole Cam Newton. I talked about this yesterday with the whole Cam Newton and the Aaron Rodgers. I wanted to go back to last week. I didn't really get to talk about that. But when Teddy Bridgewater had a concussion, I know this might be old news to y'all, but I wanted to say something about this because I didn't really get my point of view on it. If it had Teddy Bridgewater received a concussion, now the fact that he was African American QB, they didn't push the issue to suspend or fine the person who gave him a concussion. Had it been Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers or Peyton Manning, you know, he would have got a concussion. I mean, he would have not got a concussion. Excuse me. He would have got suspended, and he would have lost money and got fined $50,000-$75,000. So the fact that it was Teddy Bridgewater, you know, I guess the league felt like it shouldn't have been done. So I wanted to talk about that real quick. And then I wanted to go into you guys perpetrating about putting the friends flags on your profile when them guys in Kenya and people in Africa are living their life. To represent the African American people on your profile.
Let me just say this, and not to interrupt you, Big Bad Wolf, but if you still got that Paris flag up right now, you're corny and you're silly as hell, and you need to take that shit off. I haven't seen. That corny. It's seriously, man. We didn't pray. You know what I'm saying? It's time to take the flag off your profile picture now. You know what I'm saying? You can stop hiding behind a filter. It's mad corny. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, man. That's definitely corny, guys. I mean, you go and support the French flag, but you guys don't realize that a lot of them Frenchmen, okay, they were the biggest invader and you know, them guys were really aliens to the U.S. They were enemies of the U.S., not only to the U.S., but to Africa. They killed a lot of Africans. They had one of the biggest slaves. They were the biggest slave trading countries. And they are responsible for deaths of tens of millions of African people. And you guys are displaying the French flag. I mean, as what? I mean, you know, and another thing, you guys just think about this. When September 2011 came out, did anybody post a flag at USA that was from Paris? I don't even think I see any Paris people, you know, hold up the flag when we had got bombed. So, you know, just as a unit, and I just feel like, you know, why are you going to support people that are not even, you know, And then some of you guys, I understand the movement of the Black Lives Matter. I'm cool with it. I mean, both of my kin folks are protesting. They're protesting every day, you know what I'm saying, with the Black Lives Matter movement. Shout out to all them guys that's representing that Black Lives Movement, because that is a serious deal. That's a big deal and has been a big deal for quite some time. It's very noticeable now that it's hitting the media. So, you know, that presents a problem in the United States as far as everywhere else. You know, that's a big thing, man. And, you know, I just want to say this. Now, all of a sudden, all lives don't matter when Syria bombed the shit out of y'all. When you guys are, you know, when you guys are in range to get targeted, now all lives matter. Now it's not all lives matter now. It's survival of the fittest. You know what I'm saying? So now, you know, and guys, just go back to being fake. That's fake shit, man. You know, time and time again, man, with the racism, with the whole Paris, you know, flags on your profiles, you know what I'm saying? And then we can't even have, you know, we got shit happening in the United States that people are not making mirror of, you know? How come we can't go visit Area 51? I wonder why. You know, just go back and look at the stuff that's going on right now in the United States. But y'all want to go and have people's backs across seas? What the fuck are y'all going to do? And you know, it makes no sense to me.
And that flag stuff, you know, is all nothing but a test. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They're able to keep numbers on all that shit, you know, on people who decide to change their profile picture. So you're just
right.
a willing to participate of, you know what I'm saying, of something that's on a grander scheme or a grand design, you know what I'm saying? And you think, like, you changing your profile picture is really going to help somebody. We got to be serious about life and serious about reality. Like, Facebook ain't reality, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I get
yeah.
it, what it's for. It's a platform to say what you want to say and promote your business, but you have to really peep the intention of what's really going on. And people get so blindsided with the petty shit and the shit that's really pointless and fruitless, you know what I'm saying, and not really paying attention to what's going on. So I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, guys, I mean, you know, pay attention to what's going on. You know, you guys got to, like I said, you know, just a little few minutes ago, think about what you guys is doing. Y'all don't understand what the bigger picture is. You know, they're keeping up. You know, everything is business mindset right now. Everything is business. That's what today's economy is about. If it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Master P said that, you know, a long time ago. Ice Cube has said that. If it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense. It's that simple, people. But back to the issue at hand, the racism. Guys, it's been happening over and over again. You know what I'm saying? Over and over again with the racist things, the racist slurs. I've actually dealt with racist slurs. I dealt with racist slurs last year, as a matter of fact. My girlfriend's uncle had made a comment, called me the N-word. I almost fucking broke his fucking head off. So if any one of y'all motherfuckers want to test me and say the N-word, I don't give a fuck if I'm with my son or not. You will not disrespect me or disrespect me in front of my son. You will not disrespect my son. And you will not disrespect my brothers and sisters and my ancestors, aunts and uncles, whatever. I might not, you know what I'm saying, be cool with them, but let's get one thing straight, man. When it comes to that disrespectful shit, I don't tolerate that shit, man. You know, I'll go against whoever, man, when it comes to that respect shit. That's just bottom line, guys. I'm not going to tolerate it. So you guys, you KKK guys, redneck guys, if y'all feeling froggy, please jump. You're not fucking with the wrong one. You're fucking with the right one every fucking time, man. I live and I breathe this shit. This is what I do, man. I would love to get one of you motherfuckers in a cage and let's go to work. That simple. So, you know, and you don't you guys don't hear me go around saying, you know, cracker, Pecklewood and stuff like that. I actually have Caucasian friends. I never disrespect them. I have a Caucasian girlfriend. My son is half Caucasian. My nieces and nephews are Caucasian, are half Caucasian also. So, you know, I've been raising around Caucasian people all my life. I don't like that fucking word. You know what I'm saying? It's just that's just what it is. And, you know, we're sitting up here sweeping stuff under the rug, but we're not attacking the issue. We still have racism inside U.S. Let's change this shit. Let's change ourselves before we try to change the world and try to be, you know what I'm saying, in somebody else's corner, you know, to try to change their environment or whatever. You know, I understand about the prayer and stuff like that. You know, you guys are being, you know, trying to be a hero, but let's be honest here. Let's be real. Take the realness of the situation. The stuff that's going on over there, they did not have our back in the whole situation when we had got bombed or whatever. You know, an eye for an eye, two for a tooth. That's simple, guys. It says in the Bible. Yeah, if some of you guys that's listening that, you know, that are really in that Bible, y'all want to back up everything with Scripture. We have a lot of comments about that also. You know, me and Lone Wolf's Christianity should never be in controversy at all. You know, it should never be questioned. Because we've been in this Christianity walk for, you know, 22, 23 years. So anybody that comes at us with that, we're just going to, you know, we already know how to handle them guys on that level. So, you know, y'all feel like that's the best level that y'all can come at us, then, you know, be my guest. But y'all going to lose every time, you know. So, you know, I just wanted to say that, you know, back to, you know, racism is everywhere, guys, you know, and on TV. It's a damn shame, and then we don't make it any better because on the other side of that, we're coming out with these shows, you know, all these shows that people are watching, Empire and all this other stuff. It doesn't, you know, and you know these Caucasian people and these Hispanics are looking at us like, you know, is that all y'all do, you know? Either be an athlete, be a rapper, be a dope boy, you know what I'm saying? You know, play sports or be a rapper, one of the two. And, you know, we need more thinkers out here, man. Tupac said it, you know what I mean? We already have enough athletes. We already have enough rappers. We need thinkers, man. We need doctors. We need lawyers. We need people that's going to change the world. You know, we need people. They actually, the world needs people like the outsiders to take situations for how they really are, not how they want them to be, over and over again. I'm going to keep throwing that situation out there for you guys, because some of y'all are not hearing what the fuck we have to say about that shit. You know, I'm going to keep repeating myself because y'all not getting the message. So, you know, I'm not trying to sound redundant, but some of you guys really need to hear what the hell we got to say. And a lot of you guys are living in Fantasyland, Disney World, and y'all letting that Disney life get into y'all brains and thinking that that's how it is in these streets and this everyday life. It's not, you know. So, you know, along with anything you got to say?
In regards to the racism, you know, we had talked about, you know, off the air, you know, about I kind of wanted to take a survey, you know, Scott Hall style, you know what I'm saying, survey, and just see how many African-American people are actually comfortable calling the cops. And, you know, not to say, like, you're snitching on somebody or whatever, but just in an instance, let's say you have a fire at your house. Or, you know, granny has a stroke, or, you know, the baby stops breathing. You know what I mean? How comfortable are you actually calling 911 as an African-American individual in 2015, November 2015? Because to me, with everything that's going on, it seemed that a lot of people would probably be discouraged or hindered from wanting to do that, you know, just because, you read these stories on Facebook about, you know, people, you know, being accused of breaking in their own home, and somebody, you know, I seen one where this guy, wife got stabbed, and he came home, and the police shot him up because they thought he did it, and, you know, it's just crazy stuff, and I just wanted to put that out there because to me it just seems that, you know, policing really at this point has become a business rather than to protect and serve anymore. You know, there was some high regard in it, and I understand as African American, you know, like we're targeted. I'm not saying we're not, but I'm just saying there used to be, you know, some type of regard to it. Now it's just strictly business, man, just like anything else. And you know, it's really sad because people have really lost faith in their community, man, and in their leaders. And now they're looking for, you know, the other leaders and all that type of stuff in community and other outlets. That's why a lot of people are going through depression and messed up in the head. And I just want to say this, too. For you essays, for you Caucasians, and for you Asians that like to say the word nigga, just understand, man, that, you know, I get it. You know, everybody does it on their environment or who their group is. But I really don't like that shit, me personally. You know what I'm saying? I feel some type of way about it, and I feel like, if your people did not go through that struggle, you really should not say that shit. Because if I called you a spick, or I called, you know, a rice burner, or, you know, I called you a fucking wetback, or, you know, I called you a cracker or a peckerwood, I don't think you would like that shit, even if I was saying it in a slang manner. So I just want to say that as well. And, you know, this hip-hop shit, man, you know, this whitewashing of this shit, it's really disgusting, man. And, you know, I really don't like how they make all these black artists beef with each other, but they let these white boys just skate on through and do what they want to do in the hip-hop game. I don't like that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I think that shit is really messed up, you know, and part of that. And if you really look at it and see it for what it is, that's exactly what goes on, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got Meek Mill and Drake beefing, Future and fucking Young Thug, you know what I'm saying, and whatever else. But then you got these guys like, you know, Logic, Macklemore, whatever else. These niggas just breezing on through like it's a fucking sunny day in fucking in California. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just saying, bro, like I'm peeping for what it really is, dog. You know what I'm saying? And not for what it presented itself to be. And I really don't like that shit, dog. And I think that's fucked up because, you know, these guys over there putting their lives on the line and putting other people's lives at risk for petty fucking beefs that really don't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? It really ain't about nothing. And you got these other guys, you know, where, you know, they just basically taking the format and just whistling zippity-doo-dah and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, I mean, we just got to really pay attention to what's going on. And, you know, I think it's
I think them guys missed. I think they missed a point, bro. These guys, these people don't really care, bro. I mean, let's keep it real. These, you know, and Wolf Nation, I'm not trying to be rude, but it's true, man. You, I mean, you know, everybody just doesn't care. If it's not pertaining to y'all, if it's not doing something to help y'all or benefit, huh? Y'all can care less about what's going on. Y'all care less about racism. Y'all can care less about anything that's happening right now. A bomb will hit Austin, and I want to, and none, y'all, what would y'all do? Let's be honest. A bomb will hit Texas, you know, anywhere in the United States. Y'all wouldn't care, man. Black Friday still is going to happen. So you guys need to quit that hashtag I'm not shopping on Black Friday crap, because y'all know for a fact that y'all going to be right there in them motherfucking lines next week getting that motherfucking 49-inch TV just like me for $149. If not, games, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be at that Black Friday event, so stop fucking faking the fun. And I'm getting sick and tired of that shit. Because bottom line is this, y'all want to make these comments on Facebook about how y'all, you know, y'all doing this, hashtag this, but I don't ever see you guys in the community. I don't ever see y'all downtown at the White House protesting. You know who I see down there protesting? Them Caucasian people is down there protesting. Their voice is trying to be heard, Jack. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, y'all still continually, y'all don't get it. I don't understand. I mean, it's ridiculous out here. You know, it's stupid. And then, you know, to talk about the hip-hop stuff. And it's funny because I never really thought about it like that. A lot of these African-American rappers are beefing, and I have not yet to seen a Caucasian on a Caucasian or a Caucasian on a Hispanic or whatever, you know what I'm saying, the case might be. Macklemore, even my boy that I listen to, Mac Miller, I haven't really seen him. Nobody's going to him. Astro Roth, you know what I'm saying? Eminem a little bit, but, I mean, he still, nobody still wants to bow to him.
Lil Dicky, you know what I'm saying? You know, just, you know, I'm just saying, bro. It just, you know, it just doesn't make sense to me how, you know, these niggas want to beef with each other and stuff, but y'all niggas cool with Justin Bieber. I mean, that shit don't make no sense to me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, how hard are you really? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't think you that hard. You know what I'm saying? That's just me personally, though. Lone Wolf said that, not Big Bad Wolf. I said that, so you know.
Yeah,
I
and
mean,
I'm co-signing, so you could throw Big Bad Wolf's
it's
name in there,
bro. It's questionable, bro. Real questionable. Bro.
Yeah,
you know
and it's funny. You back up Justin Bieber, but guess what? He said the N-word. He called everybody. He called all the African American people on there, and
you
Usher put him on.
I'm just going to just throw it out there, man. When are black people going to stop being corny, dog? I'm getting real tired of the corniness, dog. I'm tired of playing dress up. I'm tired of like just the corniness all together, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of corny shit going on, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the whole hip-hop game is corny. People following that trend is corny. It's ridiculous, bro. You know, you niggas want to beef. But like you just said, you know, you got these guys just skating on through. And then y'all co-signing and being friends. And it's weak, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you really trying to achieve? What's the agenda here? You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody's getting money. Okay. You know, so what's the agenda? You know, you the toughest nigga. But, you know, in reality, you know what I'm saying? You know, you're just a clown because, you know, you sitting over here, you know, trying to beef with these other niggas, you know, also I got the biggest dick shit. But in reality, you know, like, then you got, you know, these Nickelodeon, you know, motherfuckers around you, you know what I'm saying? You know, and just co-signing like that shit's cool. Like, I think that shit's real stupid, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you, bro. I agree.
And
it's got to be something done about it, bro.
It's a twisted mentality because, you know what I'm saying, like, It automatically shows what you value, and it shows that, you know, like, you in your own mind, you've been conditioned to think that a black life is under a white life, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody else is shit to you on your level when it comes to your own people. But, oh, here comes Justin Bieber. Let me get in the picture with him or, you know, one of these other, you know what I'm saying? So it's stupid to me, man. But, you know, I like you said, don't get it.
Yeah, they don't get it. And it's just like that sign I seen the other day. And they were saying, well, I had seen some on Facebook. They had somebody, the African-American community was protesting, and they put, freedom, but we're we free, but we still in chains. Still in chains. And I think that's a lot of things, man, that's going on right now, man. I just feel like that we're still in chains. You know, just like when they wanted to, that Caucasian dude should have been kicked out for being racist for saying throw the flag for him dancing. How come he can't do his dance, but Aaron Rodgers can do his dance? Or even the, you know, the Caucasian people. And y'all didn't do nothing to that wide receiver from Philadelphia Eagles when he said the N-word at a concert. He should have been gone. Just like Hulk Hogan was gone from WWE, he should have been banned from NFL. You know, that dude should have been banned from NFL, just like y'all did Donald Sterling and the Clippers. You know, and it should be the same way for us. If we say peck of wood or cracker, you know what I'm saying, we should be banned for life too. You know, if you're going to be real all the way or get your motherfucking ass out. That simple, man. If you're going to be fake, be fake. If you're going to be real, one of the two. Guys, there is no in between. We keep telling y'all this every motherfucking episode and everything that we talk about, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm really sick and tired of that fake shit, man, and that tough guy shit, because bottom line is this. Y'all motherfuckers is not tough. Y'all don't have it together. A lot of y'all are staying at home in your mama's basement or attic or your grandparents' house, you know what I'm saying, and faking the motherfucking front. That, I mean, you know, I kind of got off topic, but I just want to say that, I mean, just in general, man, you know. And, you know, a lot of these and those guys that are lazy that just stay at the house all day, that don't do shit or just trying to be dope boys, they give me and Lone Wolf a bad name because we're out here really trying to make something out of ourselves, but we got these motherfuckers have this, you know what I'm saying, this state of mind that we lazy because they see this guy out here standing on the corner, you know, dope selling or, you know, pants hanging off his butt or whatever, you know, he get his earphones on, he's rapping, you know what I'm saying, and then, you know, we got people passing by. And, you know, seeing that shit and be like, oh, man, that's all what y'all, you know, that's what y'all all about, man. You know what I'm saying? If you're not rapping, you got a ball in your hand, you know. And I feel like that's very disrespectful for me to even hear. I mean, if I hear something like that, I'm just going to go off, man. That's simple. You know, it's too much bullshit going on with y'all, man. And my main thing is, just like I told y'all last week in episode one, man, you sit up there and you diss the African American community, but you're wearing Jordans. You know what I'm saying? You want to listen to rap music. You want to sip syrup. You want to, you know what I'm saying, you know, blow weed and do all this, ride rims, get your windows tinted. Stop imitating and come out with your own shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, stop. We are the most copied race, but yet we are the ones that's the most hated race. But y'all love our style, man. I don't understand that. Get off our dick before you get pregnant. That goes to all y'all other races, but, you know, other than African American. I'm not talking about my brothers and sisters. I'm attacking everybody else that's copying our trend. I'm getting tired of it. If I see y'all in Austin or anywhere that I'm at, I'm calling y'all ass out, especially if I feel like, you know, you've been very disrespectful. Because I'm going to tell you something, guys. I'm not playing around with that racist shit. You test me if you want to. I'm 6'7", 260 pounds. I do not play, man. You know, I'm programmed to hurt you, man. You know, no Android right here, man. This is straight. You know, Goku talking, man. You know, I'm terrorizing y'all boys, and I'm not about to be putting up with no disrespect, man, or no racist shit. You know, you guys are sitting up here flying and wearing Jordans, and then y'all poking fun, making Facebook, you know. And then we got Caucasian people that we've been knowing since the high school, you know, African-American churches burned down, but you want to make a comment about that saying it was God's will. That was very disrespectful. And you know who you are who made that comment,
very,
too.
Very disrespectful. Very disrespectful. You were out of line for that comment. And we should call your name out, but we're going to let your ass slide.
Yeah, when he listens to this show, he knows who we're talking about, and it's bullshit because no Presbyterian, no Christian center churches, you know what I'm saying? I've never made a comment about that, but notice that the Caucasian churches never get burned down.
How can you call yourself a Christian and make that kind of comment publicly on Facebook? Let me just say this, man. I'm tired of hypocrisy, man. If you're going to be real, like Ray said, be real. Be what you say you're going to be. If you're going to be a bitch, be a bitch. If you're going to be a real nigga, be a real nigga. If you're going to be a man, be a man. If you're going to be a lady, be a lady. Be what you say you're going to be. I have no time for hypocrites. Nobody wants to deal with hypocrites. And that's a real big issue of race, is that with the race issue, there's been a whole lot of hypocrisy. A lot of shit swept under the rug. black people, you know, we still don't know how to treat each other. You know what I'm saying? You know, we can't get along with white people. White people still owe us for what has happened in slavery, and that's the truth. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, now you got these other dynamics where you have other racial groups who want theirs, you know, the Asian community, Hispanics.
Right.
It's a big
right.
melting pot, man. You know what I'm saying? You have a lot of issues that are unresolved, dog. So, therefore, you're going to have chaos. But, you know, I tell you what can eliminate a lot of that shit is if y'all motherfuckers stop playing dress up and pretend and start being y'all motherfucking selves, stop copying, stop imitating me and Ray, you know what I'm saying, and get some heart and get some nuts and be what you say you're going to be. And like I said, if you're going to be real, be real. If you're going to be a bitch, then be a bitch. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. It's not up about impressing me and Ray. It's about doing what you need to do.
Folks, that was it. We are actually running out of time at this time. You know, Lone Wolf, if you want to continue with this racism stuff, we will. We could leave it at this if you want to, but it's up to you, man. But we'll talk about it. Guys, that's pretty much about it. Tune in next week. And you know what I'm saying? For Sports Wednesdays, we're doing it all over again next week, guys. And Wolf Nation, if you're traveling for this weekend for the holidays, happy holidays to you, to Wolf Nation. Also, drive safe, and y'all be cool on the road, man. Don't drink and drive, man. You know what I'm saying? Get you a designated driver, man. A lot of people losing their life. Lone Wolf. That's pretty much about it for me, bro.
Well,
hit him with that survey
says,
my brother.
Survey says
NWO.